What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
Boy, oh boy, nothing gets people fired up more than tipping culture.
No kidding.
Talking tipping is,
in restaurant, other
Jason
things.
Jason Swigart is not a fan favorite right now.
Well, it's really just delivery when your only job is to deliver.
Well,
and
they
I
also
know
made
how
the
far
pizza.
Away.
They made the pizza.
That guy didn't make the pizza.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they pool the money together. Huh? What? Okay, tell me something real
this
quick.
This is why I go. I
Where
usually
have you worked.
Huh?
Where did you work before the Fan and before you got to college? What was your job in high school?
Most of the time, I worked at a grocery store.
Is that it? No restaurant
I
experience?
I worked at Taco Bell for one summer.
Okay.
But no, not in the service industry.
Okay.
So now, in restaurant, other services, went got my hair cut the other day. Giselle takes great care of me. Big tipper.
Bet she likes you, too.
Well, her husband's listening, so husband's a big fan of the show.
Oh, well, I shouldn't make stupid jokes.
You should
probably shouldn't do that. Sorry. Not ideal. Can I read some of these thoughts, then we'll get to Stat or Story?
But when it's your job and I know how far the pizza place is and you're 20 minutes late, sorry.
Somebody said, I tip everywhere, but mostly because I know how poorly most in the service industry are paid. I would 1,000% prefer the European model, where a living wage
I
for
agree.
A service staff 100%. Was actually in the price.
Yes.
And tipping was what
it's
it was meant to be,
here.
A sign of extra appreciation for good service, but something that is mandatory given poor compensating of wait staff.
They've tried that. Part of the problem is things
no,
now
they
are
haven't.
So expensive.
They've tried?
I've been to some places in Portland where, yeah, it's...
Oh, no tipping.
No, they put on, there's a surcharge or something.
A gratuity added on top of the bill.
And the backlash for that is more than
yeah.
appreciation.
But, like, is four more dollars on a $1 pizza delivery, is that going to make or break your life?
That's
giving them a five spot versus a $1
bill? It was probably only because I had a dollar. I didn't have anything else.
That's all you had.
Probably what it was.
As I used to deliver pizzas, $5 was a nice standard. Sometimes more, yeah. Sometimes nothing. Around Christmas, $20 to $30 tips were nice. Somebody said $1 is an insult. Somebody said $4 to $5 minimum.
Hey, I'm 15%. Always looking for a fiver.
Somebody said $1 tip gets you your pizza spit on next time if you order from the same place. Jordan said, you do realize if you've ordered pizza from that place more than once, what happened to your pizza after a $1 tip? So I hope you didn't.
He said it's been a couple
again.
Years.
And then somebody said, a buck is a buck. I'll tear it up in front of your ungrateful little face if you don't want it back. So, you know, everybody's all over the map this morning.
That's
all right.
Lady Swag texting in.
That is. $1's a dollar! Goes a long way in this economy. Saturday story time. You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Sure.
You'd love to go first.
Yeah, why not? Let me go first. Your number today, ladies and gentlemen, is five.
Okay.
Is it?
The amount he doesn't tip.
The amount of money. Excuse me. Sorry. Hold on. I got my number wrong. My number is four. My apologies.
Do you need help counting? Or?
I do actually sometimes need help counting. Math is not my strong suit. Four.
Okay. All right.
Is it the number of kindergartners that went to the hospital?
Tyrants.
After a kid in their class brought in alcoholic Jello shots and gave them to him.
Oh, man.
Or is it the number of strikeouts that Hayden Birdsong had last night, lowering his ERA to 1.91 in a Giants win over the Royals?
You knew we'd not know the stats.
I knew
that
you
game.
Wouldn't know that stat. I just hoped he didn't
see
the story.
So you're saying he had four total Ks?
Four total Ks or four total kindergartners that went to the emergency room.
Story.
You're going to go story. Double story.
Double stories.
Double stories.
Damn it.
In a rare occurrence.
I
win one. I don't win a lot of these. Hayden Birdsong had four Ks last night, lowering his ERA to 1.91. He's now in the starting rotation.
Yeah, that was a scoreless game.
And Birdsong is singing
again.
Birdsong was singing last night. Yeah. Giants got a nice win.
Is he related to Otis?
I don't think that he is. Okay. No, three kindergartners went to the emergency room for precautionary reasons after a student in their class brought in alcoholic Jello shots in a kindergarten class in Pennsylvania. How would you react if your kindergartner got an alcoholic Jello shot?
Well,
I'd be terrified.
There's a couple of things here. One, did the kid just look in the fridge or freezer and see Jello and not know what it was?
Actively investigating to find out how the kid got a hold of the alcohol, or were they made by the parents and then he grabbed them out of the fridge? There's an active investigation going on.
Context is everything here. If the kid just opened the thing one day, throwing crap in his for a lunch, and
I mean, there's also a follow-up there of why is booze so accessible for a five-year-old?
Yeah. You got to be hiding the Jello shots if you're refrigerating them.
There's that.
Yeah, if you're making Jello shots,
now,
you put them in a spot in the fridge.
If
where the
kid
can't
knew
get
what
them.
He was doing, then we got a different issue.
You got some problems.
Mommy, daddy laugh when they drink these. I'm gonna laugh.
Looks
today.
Like fun. Hey, Billy, you want to take a Jello shot with me in kindergarten class? They took him for precautionary reasons. Oh. I think all the kids ended up being okay, but I'm sure that was an entertaining day in kindergarten.
They didn't get too sick?
They did not get too sick.
I just wonder how long it took the teacher to figure out from the kids either being sick or acting goofy or falling down or whatever's going
on. A bit of a red flag, too, if you're a kindergarten teacher and you see another kid bring in Jello shots. Like, wait a minute. I know what Jello shots look like. Can I get a whiff of those real quick before you take? Okay, you're not drinking those.
I'll go next.
Go, sure.
Save swag for last there. Your number is 46.
46.
46. Is it the combined total of points between SGA and Chet last night in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals?
What do you have, 31?
Or 31. Is it the age of a man in Turkey who got absolutely hammered and ended up joining a search party, and they were searching for him?
He didn't realize they were searching for him, but he's walking around.
He was literally walking around.
Billy!
It's with you two and drunk stories this morning.
I just thought this was a really funny story.
I know SGA had 31.
He did.
Chet had a decent game. I don't know if he had 15
or
not.
I don't think. We'll see.
I'm going to go story. Give me story. Final answer.
Yeah, 15. Story.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Both suck.
We're red hot and rolling today.
It's a stat. 46 points. Chet had 15. Okay. SGA with 31. No, the man is 50.
50-year-old.
A 50-year-old man in Turkey had been drinking with friends on Tuesday. He then wandered into a forest in the Bursa province. When he failed to return, his wife and friends alerted local authorities, and a search party was sent out. He then stumbled across the party and then said, "Can I help you?" And they said, "Absolutely. We're looking for a man." When members of the search party began calling out his name, he replied, "I'm here."
Right here.
He was then taken to the side by somebody in the search party. and then he was begging for them not to punish him. He said, quote, my father will kill me. 50-year-old man.
Still living with dad?
You know, they drove him home. No indication if he was actually fine. But imagine you're in the woods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll help you guys out. Who are you looking for?
Yeah. We're looking for Bob.
Dude, let's help you out.
Bob!
Wait, Bob, there's another Bob out here?
Then eventually, Andy!
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you want?
I'm searching. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm right here. What do you need? That's fantastic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Yeah, your final number is one.
One.
Is it?
Tip total.
Well played.
I mean, you picked the number.
I picked that number last night. Is it, prior to last night's game, one of the Western Conference Finals, the number of players on the Thunder roster who had previously played in a conference finals?
Oh, I'm going
to get this. Or is it the number of wins George Wendt had in his 6 Emmy nominations for Best Supporting Actor?
Caruso, right? Wasn't Caruso with the Lakers
Caruso
in the bubble?
Won a title. It wasn't Jalen. No SGA.
No.
No Jalen. No Lou.
Hartenstein wasn't because they never got
was
there.
Hartenstein was on the Knicks. My only hang-up is...
Who are we forgetting?
Well, I'm just worried if Lou Dort was on a... I think the Thunder in the first year of his career lost to the Rockets in the bubble.
Yes, that sounds right.
I don't think they got to the West Finals.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
You're going stat?
I'm going stat.
Yeah, I'm going stat as well.
Alex Caruso, the only one with the Lakers back in 2020. The least experienced by a team to make the conference finals since the 2013 Pacers, who had one total game of experience entering the conference finals where they lost to the Heat. Yeah, Caruso played 5 games for the Lakers in 2020. No, George Wendt received 6 Emmy nominations as Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series during his run during Cheers, but never won a single one.
I don't know why I was thinking about that one so hard and looking at the roster. I literally read the 6 nominations. I knew that number.
You knew that's the story.
But as soon as he said the stat scenario, I kind of blanked out the story.
Yeah, he started looking at the roster.
And I started looking at the roster.
Let's double check. That's wild that he never won one of them. Six times nominated. There's guys.
I'd have to go back and look and see
who won those.
Because what other shows? Obviously, Seinfeld was going on over that.
What was the last year of Cheers? Was it 32 years ago when it ended?
Something like that. 90 something.
So early 90s. Yeah, there's another actor of a recent comedy that, like, famously kept getting nominated and not winning. Oh, you know who was? It wasn't a comedy. It was John Hamm in Mad Men. He, like, got nominated a ton consecutively, never won.
I kind of want to look this up now.
Now I'm nervous that I said that out loud, and you're going to find out that John Hamm has, like, five Emmys.
You said that very confidently.
Well, I just feel like there was an actor I remember, like, kept getting nominated and just could not break through.
I'm going to see if I can Google this. We'll see if we can have some answers for you on the other side, because I'm curious to look down memory lane and see who we lost to those years. Maybe play some Did They Get the Vote Right?
I love playing that as a look back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.